episode 1572, Banish Your Inner Critic.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy, happy day. How is your week going? Hopefully you've had some time to enjoy the outdoors. I know for me, I have been in the sunshine, loving my vitamin D. Today is Wellness Wednesday, but you know what? We're going to talk about something that a lot of us are hearing in our head. Banish your inner critic. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, you know, health and wellness doesn't always have to be fitness and nutrition, but we tend to compartmentalize what health and wellness is. What you whisper to yourself, though, has influence. It has impact. Banish your inner critic and let your well-being soar. Have you ever been standing in the kitchen talking to yourself? And as you talk to yourself, you're like, gosh, I know I really need this to eat, but what I really want is that. And then all of a sudden, what? You're indulging in the that. Or maybe you were sitting in the car convincing yourself that you have other priorities today and you really don't want to go into the gym. And it's okay. You don't have to, right? So, well, I've got other things to do. And you prioritize those other things above your health and wellness. Everything you are working toward regarding your health and wellness can be stopped by just a whisper. The whisper, it screams so loudly. It echoes in your mind. The words repeat themselves over and over and over again in long, barbaric paragraphs, basically telling you that what you're doing isn't working. Convincing? Well, you answer that question. How often do your whispers control your next action? I'm here to tell you that I know my whispers control a lot. A lot of people use the phrase all in. Why? Because when you break the all in, what happens? It's so easy to go to the dark side. The dark side is a side that you don't want to be on. That's what you're trying to escape. The old habit, the old ways. But you see, our body, our mind, we like homeostasis. We like to be equal. We like to be balanced. We do not like change, even though change is a constant. The inner critic, your inner critic, can halt all you have worked toward. After a couple days that lead to a few weeks, you're back to square one. Instead of replaying all the whispers of your inner critic, it's time to banish your inner critic. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. You got to get rid of it. Banish your inner critic. Kick him to the curb. No longer do you need to listen to this mess. And it's a mess, all right. And I must warn you, this is not easy. This comes with a huge warning label. This is not easy. You or even someone you respect has been telling you over and over and over again that you are less than. They've been telling you that, you know what? You just don't add up to enough. You're always falling short. And if you just would have done something or you should have done that, things would be different. The warning label, this is not easy. You got a messy middle right now. You're in the messy middle. And it appears to be true to you. Those whispers that you hear, the very quiet, quiet voice. It's so loud. And it haunts you to the point that it's truth to you. Because you've heard it so often. Maybe you heard it from your parents growing up or a good friend, and honestly, they didn't mean for it to be said, but for some reason, it stuck with you. And you're wearing that sticky note. And you read it every single day. You say it to yourself. You dream about it. You look at it in the closet. When you look at yourself in the mirror, that's what you're saying to yourself. It becomes your daily vocabulary. Sentences, paragraphs that are repeated over and over and over again. You may not have enjoyed English, but you're writing the same paper in your head. You're not enough. You're never going to add up to anything. Why are you trying this again? Because you failed so many times. How are you going to get healthier? How are you going to figure out how to live a healthy lifestyle if you keep listening to all the whispers? At some point, you have to stop the whispers. So in order to banish your inner critic, you have to, number one, change the words you whisper. This is probably the most difficult one initially because it's a starting point. Because you have two different streets here you can go down. You're like, you know what? Now I really don't believe what I'm thinking. I really don't. But then that comes that big but word. And you're like, but I'm not where I think I really need to be. So I almost feel guilty for saying it. Do you feel guilty? Do you feel guilty that you deserve 30 minutes at the gym? That you deserve to eat healthy, refreshing meals, which means what? Preparation. It means maybe shopping a little bit differently. Maybe it's investing your money differently into not only yourself, but into your family. You have to change the words you whisper. In order to do that, you have to know what you're saying. So you have to be quiet so you can hear what you're saying to yourself. So this is my challenge for you when it comes to changing the words you whisper. Over the next couple of days, after listening to this, I want you to be very conscious of what you are thinking. Now, yes, you can also think about what you're saying. But when no one else has your attention, which I know is like next to none, I get it. But you can do this. You matter. So it's important that you settle your mind for a little bit. Maybe it's when you first get up in the morning. What is the first thought that you have? Now you're going to have to think, okay, what did I just think about? And it's going to feel really weird. You're going to be like, am I talking to myself? Am I going crazy? What is going on here? You need to, though, think seriously about what thought is running through your head. When you look at the mirror for the very first time in the morning, what do you say to yourself? What is that immediate thought? Now, if it's, oh my gosh, I've got wrinkles, that's a problem, believe it or not. Oh my gosh, this pimple is in my way. I'm not going to look good today when I go into work. What are they going to say about me? What are they going to think about me? This is no longer high school here. It's time that we put on our big girl panties. Guys, zip it up. And we are going to conquer this. Change the words you whisper. And what I want you to do is most of us, unfortunately, I know, but it's the world we live in. We've got our phone pretty close to us or we have our tablet. Now, if you have pen and paper, that's even better. But I want you to jot down what you think. Now, here's a little trick. Believe it or not, you can text yourself something. And I do that a lot because it saves me from going to the notes. I can just hit the message button and bring up my name and there it is. And I can speak text myself what I need and it's sent right back to me. Now, I enjoy that personally just because it's right there. I don't have to go and look up the notes and then figure out what file I want to put it under. It takes me two more extra steps that I really don't have time for. So whatever works for you digitally, open up whether it's a brand new note or you want to self-text it to you or you go old-fashioned, let's do pen and paper. And that's what I used to do before all this technology came into play for me. And I would write it down. The scary thing is, though, I just want you to write it down. I don't want you to think about it. Okay, I know that's kind of a weird thing. I want you to think consciously about what you're thinking, but I don't want you to think about it, meaning don't overthink it. When you say, oh, you just got some legs on you, if you didn't mean it in a good way, you need to write that down and let it go, walk out, keep going about your day. The next negative thought, the next thought that you have where things are quiet or settled, then whatever that thought is, I want you to write that down. Because once when you know what you are thinking, what do you think you can do? Change the words you whisper. So you change whatever you're saying. And I want you to write those down as replacements. Yes, that means this is work. I told you, this is not going to be easy. It's not going to happen overnight. But as you do it, number one, it gets faster. Number two, you get better at it and you're quicker to catch yourself. You can almost walk now, at least for me now, I can walk into a situation and I can find myself almost to just on the edge of comparison. Like, oh, I'm going down. No, I'm not. Turn around. And I stop it and it's fine. And I redirect because I've trained myself. This has been months and years of work. Some things will pop up more often than others, depending upon the season that I'm in. So change the words you whisper. Whatever you're saying, as you repeat those through the day, mark them. Say, oh, whoa, this came up again. Wow, I didn't know this was really how I felt. Your husband may make a comment to you, and you might be like, whoa, I didn't think that really affected me. But when he said it, this is the thought I had. And then maybe when you talk later on in the evening, he says something again similar, and then you have that same repeated thought. That's a red flag. Change the words you whisper. Number two, speak what you need to hear. So after you know what you're saying, you write down, you digitally master the new phrase or the statement that you're going to do to replace the old, and then I want you to speak it to yourself. And this is where it gets even weirder. Because you're like, what? I have to talk. Yep, I want you to talk out loud. And if someone says, who are you talking to, Mom? Who are you talking to, sweetheart? Just me. You don't have to go into any explanation. You just talk. So maybe you're cleaning up after dinner. Practice on the statement that's replacing something else. You are a great cook. Not, oh, I don't know how to cook. See the difference? You're a great cook. Within the tools that you have, you're a great cook. You're not comparing yourself, remember? It's not about the wine and dine Wolfgang Puck amazing chef. That's not what you're looking at. You're looking at what you can do. You're a great cook. And you tell yourself that, hey, I'm a great cook. Dinner was really good tonight. Yes, that's what I want you to say, and I want you to speak it out loud. You need to hear it. It's important. So change the words you whisper, speak what you need to hear, and number three, act. That's your take aim, right? Act on what you now know, which means you're building your what? Confidence. You have confidence. You are worthy. You are beautiful. The thing is you have all these weeds on top of it. You want to bloom where you're planted? You got to get rid of all the messy middle. It's time to get those weeds out of there so you can see all the beautiful intricacies of how God has designed you. Change, speak, act on what you now know. Banish your inner critic. When you do that, there is going to be a shift in your life. Now, again, this is not easy. Big, huge warning label, right? Whoop, whoop, whoop. We need to have that big beep on that says, don't get flustered as you go through this process because it is a process. You have to trust the process. Some things might come very easy to you. But if you've been told from the very beginning that you're not a good mom? Do you think that's going to be a hard whisper to get rid of? Yeah. Because for some reason, you see it as truth. If you've always been told that you'll never amount to anything, you can never build an empire, you can never have your own business, you'll never be successful, that's going to be tough to get through. If it's something more recent, that's going to be a little easier. And you have to remember also that these whispers that you keep hearing, they're attached to what? Experiences, smells, sounds, events. When you wrap all of that, your five senses, that's what you're having to break down in these whispers. And that's why it seems so tangible and true to us. Because we're taking all of our senses, and our body wants to remain what? Balanced, equal. We don't want to change. We don't want to upset the norm, so to speak. And so when you come in trying to change everything that your senses say is true, you're going to have what? Some resistance. Your mind will resist your mind. Weird? Yes. Truth? You're going to face it, but you're going to change what you thought was truth, which really is just a falsehood. And you're going to turn in what truth truly is. But it's going to take time to get there. So what I'm telling you is you got to be patient with this. I'm trying to be really raw and honest with you. And some days it's going to be awesome. And you're going to feel like, yes, I conquered the world. I feel good about today. And other days you're going to wake up thinking it's a Monday on a Wednesday or a Monday on a Saturday. And you're like, gosh, darn it. I thought I was so far ahead. And now I feel like I'm so far behind. Be patient with this process. If you want some help with this, I've walked this road. And it's not an easy road to walk. It's very simple in strategy, but it's not an easy road. If you would like some help and you want me to come beside you, click on the link, take aim in the show notes. That will begin our conversation. I would love to meet with you. I want to hear where you are. What is it that these whispers are telling you? Some of them can be really unhealthy. So be brave today. Be courageous. Click on that link and that will begin our conversation. One word can change your well-being. One paragraph that you speak to yourself, that you've been writing over and over and over and over again, you change that paragraph, you can change your life. Let your whispers echo who you're becoming. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.